Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 7th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis, chapters 19 to 21. God's plan of salvation is critical for everyone. We read in Genesis chapter 19, verses 12 to 14 like this. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When God called Abraham to leave his ancestral family and country to an unknown place, his brother's son Lot accompanied him on his journey. However, they parted ways soon after they realized that it had become difficult to live together. Lot chose the plain of Jordan and pitched his tent at Sodom. However, the people of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord, and the righteous Lot was tormented day and night, seeing the filthy conduct of the wicked people in Sodom. It was not long before God decided to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone, as the sins of the people were too much for him to bear, and he decided to check it out by himself. Due to the pleadings from Abraham, God agreed that if 10 righteous people were in Sodom, he would not destroy that city. God sent two of his angels to Sodom, and Lot, who was sitting in the gate of that city, received them into his house. Sadly, the men of Sodom displayed their carnality towards the two angels, and that hastened God's decision to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. His plan of salvation was that anyone could get out of the city would be spared from death. Lot tried to convince his two sons-in-law to flee the city of Sodom, but they felt that he was joking and did not leave the city. Not long before, God rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed both the cities completely. Lot's wife became a pillar of salt because she looked back, disobeying God's specific directive not to look behind. Everyone was killed in Sodom and Gomorrah except Lot and his two daughters. Let us remember that God did not spare the angels who sinned, nor the ancient world during Noah's time who rejected God's plan of salvation through the ark and turned the city of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, making them an example for people who live ungodly lives. God has a plan of salvation for us through his son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and took our punishment instead of us. This plan is critical, and everyone should accept this plan to escape God's judgment reserved upon the world. Have you accepted God's plan of salvation in your life? We read in Luke chapter 17, verses 28 to 30, the words of Jesus. "Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." And finally, we read in Revelation chapter 15, verse 4 like this. "Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested."